regular board meeting for JOCO first on Wednesday, December 5th. Order. I don't believe we need to do an introduction. Everybody's, you much know who everybody is. On the consent agenda, if anyone has any problems with the minutes, I don't think we're going to do any of this as a consent agenda because the minutes, the last minutes for this were quite a while back and we just got financials today. So I'd like to give everyone a chance to, if they have any questions or anything on those two items, give everyone a chance to look it over and say A or nay and what they think, especially with the financials because they came this afternoon.
I got to look at those this afternoon. They looked fine. I wasn't part of the October meeting, yeah. So I can't help you out in the minutes.
I thought they looked okay. But
anybody needs the financials?
I will say, and I had a question on the minutes down here in the finance committee. It said Matt mentioned the property tax had been taken care of by Meadow Mount Wall. I think we paid the taxes on Meadow Mount Wall.
Yeah, I think that bill came through.
Yeah. Back. So I don't think that, I think that needs to be removed. I believe down here on the finance committee, second sentence down, it says Matt mentioned the property tax has been taken care of.
Okay.
I think that needs to be removed because I think what we were talking about is we had a line item on the income that we didn't know, and what it ended up being is he'd paid the old rent rate and for a couple months, and that money was to bring that up. We didn't know what it was, but I'm sure we paid.
Yeah, I remember the bill come through here because one of the reasons I thought it was a good idea to invest it because it was 15 grand out there for property taxes.
Yeah. Do you have your minutes?
You're talking about the real minutes, right?
From the minutes from October 25th. Front page.
Okay.
Right there at Finance Committee, if you go down about two cents, it says the property tax. That mention of property tax has been taken care of by Meadow Mount Wool. We paid the property tax for Meadow Mount Wool. If you would delete that from the copy.
Okay.
That was the only thing that I saw.
Just take the sentence out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd entertain a motion to approve.
That I disagree with.
Taking care of the property tax part out of it.
Who do approve the minutes with Tom's recommended revision?
I have motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Are there any questions? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
You second?
Minutes.
You second.
Minutes approved. If everyone's good with the financials for the look they got, entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the financial report as is.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the financials. Any questions? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Do you want to do a staff report real quick?
Yep. to say thank you for coming tonight. It's very exciting to see so many members. Awesome. Number two, 1st of December was my 7th year, so 7 years.
Yay!
Yay!
Good job. Your life
went by fast. It's been a ride. I wanted to ride you all summer. I didn't get it done, but thank you for having me. Thank you for putting up with me. And it's been an interesting learning experience. And I wanted to just say thank you also for letting me go to this Wyoming leadership class. That was phenomenal. I loved it. I learned a ton. It was really a neat thing. Thank you for doing this under this umbrella. That was really cool to meet a lot of cool folks and networking and that kind of thing. So hopefully in the future I can do some of that stuff that we put together. Yes, and then going back to the staff report, there's just some highlights I want to say. You know, talking about the income, Jeff, November we had that equip weekend. That is always $1,800. As long as they don't have that church built, they have this once a year. Plus, every month they're paying us between $850 and $1,000 to be here and have their family night, 150 people. They rent everything we have to rent. And then feed people in the small gym every Wednesday night. Tomorrow will be the day. Also, Chef Sam has prepared the with the culinary class the 500 meals for the veterans dinner or luncheon. He did this last year. I helped. This is a hell of a deal, and he does it out of his kitchen. It's pretty cool. He has the kids helping him. So that happened here early November. We had the Vineyard Benefit Auction here on November 11th, and Jake Underwood organized that. They raised $71,000 that night.
It was packed.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
It was wow. Nice.
Yeah. Very exciting. I mean, all of out of this building, okay? It's pretty neat stuff, I thought. And then you see the list goes on and on. We had lots going on. This is our deal in the wintertime. We're super busy, which is great. Something here with, you're talking about business and tourism and what are we doing. As far as I understand, always Tom is that we're, and Shan before that, that Joko First is always picking up where the chamber is not. And JCTA either. I have made an effort and went to several of those. Either it was the YDOT meetings at A&B Bank downstairs, either they're not showing up, or try to talk to them. Do we want to do this together with the parking lot map for YDOT or what's coming up on Main Street? The first thing comes out of JCTA's mouth is can't do. I turn around and Nikki at the chamber was sitting there. She could do, so I was trying to do something with her. Guess what? She already quit. So here, it's not like we're not trying doing stuff together with them. I said we're footing the bill for the parking lot map. If you check out who, that's your thing. Go to the businesses and check them all out. What parking lots we can use? Well, here I am again by myself. Okay, and I'm just right now one person and a half. With everything's going on here. But I have reached out to them and try to do this. Same with the tourism. That is my background, I do understand that. And I understand that there is a tourism association and I have been part of this for a while and done a lot of those things. But I still believe they are really humped up on some grant that they're getting and not about the lodging tax money that they have sitting in the bank, hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, Joko First has, in the past, in 2017, made a video, and it was very costly because it was done from somebody in Minnesota, and it was cookie cutter, da-da-da-da-da, but it's outdated. We don't have currently a nice little welcome to Buffalo, and I call it a hybrid video, and unfortunately, I don't have it with me, but it can be, I send it to you guys.
Yeah.
It was from this Bighorn Films. It's not 100%. We needed to add two components to that video. It's a hybrid between economic development, Bomber Mountain Civic Center, because we're the ones who foot in this bill, and then also a little bit of tourism, like making a round thing in 3 minutes and 15 seconds. It's really cool. It really is a great energy. Two components I thought would tie together. Tom Friday came here and he spoke about Bummer Mountain. He spoke about Jungle First. And then a little bit about the golf course. I want to be in there just because the golf course, a lot of business has been done on the golf course. Just a shot here and there. So to bring that as a bit, and we had some of the iconic businesses in and talk to the owners. So this is kind of the hybrid business slash a little tourism, but you're not getting the businesses here if you don't have a little bit of the round, okay, a round video together. However, I think that that turned out great. In 2 weeks, it's going to be done. I'll send the final out, and to anybody can use it, of course. But also, Adam is now on the tourism board, and he has done the tour with another person from KC and toured KC with Clay Gibbons. And so now he and JCTA, they're doing a documentary about KC and the hole in the wall. That's their thing and they're paying for that. But also I think JCTA is coming around and is doing a tourism video with the same film guys. So we have a nice kind of set of things together. That's pretty exciting, I think, to have something to, otherwise we have nothing to show for, no brochures, no nothing anymore, other than our own ones.
We have our own
brochures. That we have done.
We've done, yeah.
And again, back to the question that we're duplicating, when the chamber has not done the Pathfinder anymore, there was no brochure in Beulah at the Visitor Center, no brochure in Cheyenne. Every county is represented except Johnson County because we have nothing. So we came up with that. That's the overlapping, maybe, if that explains that a little better. And that's the only brochure still that's printed.
Yeah. And then we did the map?
The map we did because there was no map anymore for people to come here. And then we've done that little, people have the QR code and I have the events, at least they can go to those web pages. That's something we thought of, and we try to work with them together. I want to, I really do, but it's kind of tough to get them all in one boat. That was a long haul on this thing. Regarding funding, you mentioned one time the Daniels Fund.
Yep.
I looked into that to get some outside funding going. I submitted that as far as I submitted my information, what we wanted to do with this. They didn't deny me. They gave me an ID. I think that's pretty good. But I have not heard yet, yes, no, next step. Okay, so I'm working on some outside funding as well. And then another thing that's just more related to Bummer Mountain is we have... ordered the LED lights for the marquee. There are just back ordered. Whenever we get them, we get them. We have a culinary open house on December 20th at the Teaching Kitchen. It will be at 5:00. And Chef Sam, that's the kids' final. Hopefully you can come. We have a flyer, open house here someplace,
yep,
that we want to give everybody. And you got to come and see what these kids can do, hopefully. They're going to show up. It's their last day or so, isn't it?
The last
something like
day
that
of school before break, so.
Yes.
We'll
and
see.
Then another thing, I was asked, we have now an AED at Bummer Mountain, and we have a lot of people through here, so we're offering classes for free. Dave Harness is going to do them for us. And so I'm gathering right now who is interested. We have a sign-up sheet. And then anybody could come, and then we'll organize something maybe in January. I talked to Kate here a minute ago, and hopefully we can get... I want to do one again. I've been an ENT in 2007. I'm not certified anymore. I feel totally... if I have to do it,
yeah,
and you are under stress and trying to help somebody, even if it runs you through, that's not the same. I want it in my head before I do it.
Smart.
I think that makes more sense. We do have a Narcan bottles there too, the sprays to spray in people's noses if they're overdosed. That is makes them reverse. It reverses the what is it called, the symptoms or something?
Blocks the nerve receptors in your brain.
Yeah, but it reverses the overdose, so to speak. No, it does not.
It blocks the neurosensors.
Well, that's what...
From shutting them right down.
Yeah, that's what reverses it.
Where the opioids go and connect on your nerves.
Yeah.
It overrides those, so you start breathing.
Okay, whatever does, it hopefully saves lives.
It does.
And we have it in the main hallway now. And then the gym door, I don't know, the 90-minute gym door has been installed. It's all in, good.
That was for the fire marshal?
Fire marshal approved it. And then we have the east, the west door, all glass, if you want to see it, it's installed as well. And Coda Glass did it. We tried to stay within Johnson County and keep that.
And it was sharp.
Yeah, so he did it, and he did a fantastic job. It took him 3 days to put it in, but it's in, it works. We have a keypad on it. There's an emergency code, and there's a supervisor code, blah, 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 but it works. So people have their own codes and could have their own codes, whatever.
Good.
Oh, and then I have Floyd send me their estimates. We talked about estimates.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this from
so
Floyd.
So send it to everybody, would you?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That was that.
What's that one for?
This is for the upper...
Upstairs.
The upstairs.
Yeah.
And then also the painting for the upper.
Yep.
Okay. Moving down, the Finance Committee, Rick Myers is not here. There'll be no financial report except what you got there in the financials. I want to talk a little bit about number B, the Consensus Department of Audit. We have a big issue here. We were told by our accounting people that they would deal with it from the old records, and they didn't. They tried, and it didn't work like they wanted, so they sent Claudia information, and I finally had to go and meet with them. So I sat down and talked to Rick Myers, and he took it, and he has somebody that's done it before, and they're going through it now. So hopefully by next week I will know more. But I did talk to him today, and he has some people that have worked on it before working on it now. In saying that, I'm kind of moving around. Well, I won't. I'll go on down through it because we bring it up here later. That has to be in and done by December 30th.
What's the gist of the report?
Well, it's a check on the information that's been sent before, and you send this in a different way, and then it matches to what was sent in on
so
the
census
report.
And
it's not a consensus deal. It's a finance, they call it a consensus report, but it's numbers from your budget and what you sent them earlier.
Survey of local governments report.
And then, also with that, there were two or three other things. There was a bank account, a balance for two or three bank accounts that was like a spot check. And then they had some questions on procedure. Has anyone opened a bank statement and some other things? So it was pretty crazy because we sent it to the accountant and said, hey, you know, would you do this? And yeah, we'll use all the information from your other accountant. And they had it for quite a while, and they sent Claudia an email, and basically it was an email of discussion between their accountant or bookkeeper in the state of Wyoming, and it wasn't working out so well. So, but I will stay on Rick for this because we are limited on time frame.
Yep.
One thing I have learned in all this, never change your accountant at the end of a...
Wasn't an option, was it?
No, not really, but man, what a... Okay, so moving down to the staff report, we did that in the facilities committee. Now, a couple things. I did tell you about the sewer that has been dealt with. They did a wonderful job. I went down and looked. It's really nice. They cleaned it up well. The next thing is the pickleballers give Claudia a custom-made cloth.
Here.
And wanted us to put them over all the lights in the gym because they're too bright. I tried to put them over a light like that. And
wear sunglasses while you play.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those guys. So, they really do.
So we did talk to the fire marshal and electrician, and it's not going to move forward. It's not feasible. The lights aren't made for that, so...
Is that the big gym or the small?
Big one.
Big one.
Yeah, can't they just turn half the lights off?
Well,
what about safety glasses that are tinted? How's that?
Yeah, they can wear their sunglasses that they wear outside.
Well, lacrosse and baseball have no issues.
No.
Yeah. No. No.
So I don't.
And there's too many other events. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad the fire marshal's consistent with that, because he really gets on us if we have anything hanging over our lights at school. Because the elementaries especially, they'll do things to make it so that the fluorescent lights aren't, you know, so severe on people. So we make sure we don't do that. So love consistency.
Which fire marshal have we been working with?
Brooks.
Yeah.
Brooks McRae. He's our
Brooks Ray.
McRae. He changed his name. Yes.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. I ask him. It's McRae now. I know. Sorry.
Yeah. Same. An old business. We talked about the master plan and.
What about Mountain Meadow and?
Working on that. That one's. I am meeting with Dolly Bellis Thursday, and hoping to meet with Ben too. So. I talked to Jeff a little bit, and he said just go through with him and make a plan, and when you're in an agreement, take it to the commissioners, and they'll move it through the system. A couple things that I would like to visit with a little bit is, what are we happy with the board meeting times and the dates? Do we want to still stay in the morning? Do we want to do afternoon? This was a good turnout. Our meetings lately, the last few months in the morning, have not been. I'm game for whatever. The only thing I want to put out there is we moved to the fourth week so that we could get all of our bills in and pay them without a late fee. Because if we had it on the second week or a different week, Visa or whoever was dinging us for a late fee because we didn't get the bill approved and signed to them in time. I don't care when, and I don't care if we want to do an evening one. I just am getting the impression that maybe we might have a better
turnout
if it wasn't at 8 o'clock in the morning.
What about lunch? If we provide lunch, would that be an option too?
I can't do one at lunch.
Oh, yeah.
The evenings are better for me.
Huh?
The evenings are better for me.
Yeah.
Much easier for me.
So let's make it evenings.
Okay.
I like it.
So are we good with staying with Wednesday?
It's not Wednesday. Well, this one wasn't, but.
No, I mean, this was kind of a change. Claudia was going to be gone Wednesday on vacation.
Right.
Going to the Bahamas.
Right.
I am good Wednesday.
Okay. The fourth Wednesday?
What's that?
What Wednesday are you talking
about? I was thinking on the fourth. I mean, it seemed like that was where it was working out so that we weren't getting in trouble with our bills. And
okay. Yeah, Wednesday. I know I got, I think I got hospital board that was on the fourth Wednesday.
Okay. Can we maybe do it the third?
Do we want to do it Tuesday and try to do it after the city council meeting?
What time's your city council meeting?
Five.
Five?
So do something at like 6:30?
Well, Tom's going to go down to KC.
Yeah, well.
Is that too much, though?
Every once in a while, we have an hour and a half, 2 hour meeting, but not very common. It's more common than 15 minutes.
So what about the fourth Tuesday? Would that fly? I mean, you don't have.
No, fourth Tuesday, yeah, ours is.
First and third.
First and third, so.
Yeah.
Fourth would be no conflict. Fourth, you can do it live.
Won't work for me, though. Second and fourth, yeah.
Good, the second one.
Would that work, though, when we have to go to the city and present sometimes on Tuesdays? And then turn around and have a meeting here?
Well, I'm not keen on staying until.
We want to do a different day? Do we do a Monday or Thursday?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, we can do whatever day. It doesn't, Monday or Thursday is fine.
Yeah, I can do any other. I just, I had a nice hospital.
So maybe we want to do the fourth Monday?
It's fine with me.
So what? 5:30 still or 5 or 5:30 better? Whenever.
5:30 is good.
Okay. So.
Do we need a verbal call?
Yeah, we'll have to have an emotion.
It's crazy.
Fourth Monday at what, say that again?
Fourth Monday?
Yeah, what time?
5:30.
5:30? That's for the
regular meeting? Yeah.
Want me to make a motion? Want me to make a motion?
Yeah, if you would, please.
I move to move the regular meetings of the JOCO board to the fourth Monday at 5:30 p.m. moving forward.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have a new date. More bookkeeping issues?
The only issue with that is since we're having this meeting today,
yep.
We're going to miss all the bills to be signed.
Yeah.
So well, yeah. Someone will have to get in here and help Claudia where we need multiple signatures.
Yeah, we'll have to address that and see. A few meetings back, we hired a different accounting bookkeeping firm for $160 a month. At the time when we did this, we had an assistant that was going to start putting the veils in and start down this road. Well, shortly after, she quit. And in the meantime, I'm not sure. Yeah, I got up here. With that consensus stuff and all the stuff going on and getting over into their deal, they've sent us several big bills to do this. Plus, I finally had to get you to shrink too.
I need those because those are the bills we need to pay.
Finally, I had to meet with the guy that was doing it. It's over the bunch down here. And he told us that the reason that the price was went up was that they were doing more than the $160. Some of it was doing the consensus work. Plus, they weren't
doing the consensus work that they weren't able to complete.
Yes. Plus, they also informed us that didn't include doing checks and some other things. So I notice here in this bill for the month of November that to do that is now they finally come up with $350 because I asked them. So you need to come up with a number so that I can go back. And it looks to me like that number now is $315 instead of $160.
The couple thousand.
Yeah, that's been for 2 months. Yeah, that was. And we've asked for itemized statement. I get it to everybody. So I would like to move forward and maybe try to find somebody else, because I don't think this is ever gonna...
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean we've said that we've talked to him 2 or 3 times. I mean, Claudia's pretty consistent about taking Bill down, and, you know, maybe once in a while she'll ask for a check. But okay, for the most part, it's just, you know, do the checks. And
what it came down to is that the lady that... So there were 2 ladies that we talked to in the initial conversation. One is a bookkeeper, one is the CPA. The CPA all of a sudden was out of the picture. We couldn't get a hold of her. Absolutely, we were not able to talk to. The other lady is a bookkeeper, and she's not familiar with QuickBooks Online versus QuickBooks Desktop. And so basically we financed her to learn that.
Yes.
What, you know, the difference.
Where's this office at?
And they charge us for that?
Yes. That's what it is.
Well,
it's her hours.
I mean they don't come out and say trading, but
yeah,
you can.
But she told me this herself.
Yeah.
So basically she didn't understand that. I said, we don't really care how you do the bookkeeping, as long as it's done, it's done correctly. If it's now on desktop or online. John did it online. She didn't understand that, so basically it took her hours to figure this out, and we get charged for her hours. And so she's really a bookkeeper. She seems to not, even the financials, I talked to her last week. I want the financials Monday. I got them this afternoon. I don't know what's so hard with that if you're a bookkeeper. I don't know. Anyways, but that's what we're struggling with.
And before it was over for me, I was to the point where I could only talk to Mike. And Mike was only there on Tuesday. So we would like maybe to pursue putting out a request for a proposal to some other firm. Because I don't think we're ever going to mend fences and get better. And they're setting right now at $315 a month. And
well, wasn't there a bill for like $1,200?
Well, there was two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so one.
$27.85.
That was all three.
I mean, the fact that they would charge us to do this, you know, census audit report and not
get
complete
it. Yeah.
That's, you know, like
it wasn't done correctly from John. So they had a mess to deal with, number one, and then they couldn't figure out the mess, and then the mess took longer.
Yeah.
And then some people were not in this project anymore, like the CPA lady for some whatever reason. And then he talked to the one higher up, one of the owners. So It has been a mess for a while.
Is there no other accountant in town?
I have reached out to Chanda Rule, who does JCTA, which is also a joint powers board, and she would be willing to do that too. She
and
knows
there,
how to.
And there was another one, too, that we could ask for a quote of.
Yes, and who was that again?
I can't remember.
Sweat, Equity, Alice.
No,
no, Alice won't do that.
She won't do government entities. We already called that. There's not many left. Oh, is that Leslie? Leslie Pearson?
Maybe, yeah.
She's next to John.
Yeah, I think.
Leslie Pearson, verify, whatever.
But we'll sit down and and do a description of what we need and send it around so you guys can look at it, and then if it meets, we'll at least get some proposals out there.
Sounds like we just need to get.
Huh?
Sounds like we just need to get a meeting of the minds of what it's involved.
Yeah, and I think part of the deal that happened
sometimes
was
when you
we
pick
were
up in the middle
this,
of something that
yeah,
it is
and
a
I,
mess.
I don't. I was a mess. I don't think it was.
No.
I don't think it was good when they took over.
No, you didn't finish out the years. What happened?
Yeah. Okay.
Fun stuff.
Any new business from anybody? Anybody have questions? If not, open to board members and public. I have one other thing, and don't be scared. But next month, there are elections. So anyone that's missing... So January meeting, we elect officers, and I encourage everybody to think about it, make sure you're ready for another year and you want to go. It's been pretty sparse lately. So, that meeting will be the fourth Monday in January.
Do you have anything in your bylaws that state, hey, if you miss so many
meetings? We're going to look. I think there is. We're going to look.
Do you have a copy of that? In my office.
Now, the sad part of it is, like you two, we can't fire you guys. Even if you ask
us. That's sad for us, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, even if you ask us. So, anything from board members? Any public comment?
What happened to the document that we spent a long time creating? I think maybe you created the final draft, John.
Oh, what shows, was that?
Still got it.
That shows what it is that the board is, that we believe the board is tasked with doing.
Yeah.
All right.
At one point.
She's got a copy.
At one point, that was going to be, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, an attachment or.
It was going to be what we would take to the county and the city to explain.
All right.
Well, and also
one
a discussion
pager of what
point.
We do.
That and a discussion point for each of these meetings.
Okay.
Just like, and that's, I think that's where the facilities committee came from. That,
it is.
That's where, that was one of the prongs of this.
Yeah.
I would just like for that not to get lost because it took a lot of time, effort, and brain damage to come up with it. And I feel like somebody would have to recreate a lot of things to get back.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where it left off, but we were to the point of prioritizing.
It would at least be good to
that charge at your meeting.
Have it attached to this and make sure that, and some of those items.
Do you have a copy of that?
The action might maybe no action for the next year, right?
Okay.
But I don't want to lose it.
Nope.
Right.
Okay. We will get a copy to everybody.
I'll send it out.
Okay, thank you.
All of these things that are listed are on there in one description or another.
Yep.
It's just that if also broke things up a little differently and put them into some categories. She made a round chart of blue.
Yeah.
If you remember.
It was also intended to be helpful if we get a new person on the board, explain what it is we do.
That would be great.
It was a one page.
Well, it was an idea of what it is we do, but we still haven't defined it properly yet.
or could do.
Let's think of that as being fluid.
But I would like to have that.
Yeah.
Well, it does say everything that we do. It does articulate everything that we do in this multi-faceted complex that we have. It just may not have priorities set to it because we hadn't got there.
Right.
But it is articulated on there because these are the things we do, and we do them every day. So because I don't want anyone to think that we're still trying to figure out what we do.
No.
I think we know very
well. Right,
right,
right. It was helpful, but we need to not lose it.
Exactly.
Right.
I think it helps to articulate it both in orientation of board members and also for sharing with our officials and the public.
It would be nice to flip to it during every meeting and say, is there something on this we should be?
I'll make it bigger. How's that?
There you go.
I'll bring it to my meetings like that. There we go.
There you go.
Thank you, folks.
Yes.
Thanks,
thank you
Mark,
very much.
For up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming all.
Thanks to the food group who did that.